If you haven't heard of Ahinni yet, you may be wondering how they compare to mules. While there are many things separating Ahinni versus mule, there are even more things that bring them together. These two hybrid working animals are bred from horses and donkeys, but did you know their parents are what separates them more than anything else? In this article, we will address the differences between Ahinni and a mule, including their breeding, personalities, and appearance. Both of these hoofed hybrids deserve some love and attention for all of the hard work they do, so let's get started and learn about them now. Comparing Ahinni versus mule. Key differences between Ahinni versus mule. There are many differences between Ahinni versus mule. Ahinnis are born from a male horse and a female donkey, while mules are born from a female horse and a male donkey. Mules are larger than Ahinnis on average, and have a more adventurous and stubborn personality. Ahinnis are often born on accident, while mules have been bred on purpose for centuries. Let's go over some of these differences in more detail now. Ahinni versus mule, overall behavior and personality. One of the main differences separating Ahinni versus mule is their behavior and personality traits. While both of these hybrids have the tendency to need special training, Ahinnis are more mild and gentle when compared to mules. A mule prefers adventure and can even be more flighty than a Ahinni, while Ahinnis are docile and approachable. Both of these hybrids are ideal for farms and working environments, whether or not their births are intentional. Given the overall stockiness and mellowness of a Ahinni, they are often better suited to work over a mule. While mules are indeed capable of a wide variety of farm work and tasks, a Ahinni has more endurance and a stronger stature than a mule. Ahinni versus mule, appearance. Another difference between a Ahinni and a mule lies in their overall appearance. You may be surprised to hear this, but Ahinnis and mules look very different, despite them having the same two species as their parents. Let's discuss some of these physical differences now. Ahinnis are smaller compared to mules, often closer resembling the body of a donkey. This makes sense when you consider the female species that give birth to both Ahinnis and mules, respectively. A female horse can produce a much larger offspring than a female donkey, which is why mules are much larger. However, mules are born with the legs of a donkey, as well as a face that more resembles a donkey's face, while Ahinnis look more like miniature horses. Despite this, Ahinnis usually have donkey hooves, while mules have horse hooves. You may not notice these differences unless you are looking at the two creatures side by side. Ahinni versus mule, reproduction and offspring. As we have already mentioned, a key difference between these two animals is who their parents are. A Ahinni is the offspring of a male horse and a female donkey, while a mule is the offspring of a female horse and a male donkey. This leads to their personality and appearance differences, but it also means they are typically born without the necessary chromosomes to mate. This means that both Ahinnis and mules are typically born sterile and unable to breed themselves. However, a rare birth may still occur, as both Ahinnis and mules have been recorded as giving birth. Ahinni versus mule, purpose and history. Another difference between a Ahinni versus mule is their purpose and history. While both animals are fantastic farm workers and pack animals, mules have been purposefully bred for centuries, while Ahinnis often occur by accident. However, this isn't to say that Ahinnis are less capable working animals, far from it. Both Ahinnis and mules are fantastic workers, and Ahinnis tend to have as much if not more endurance when compared to mules. However, it would seem that stallions are not often bred with female donkeys, which is why there are far more mules used on farms than Ahinnis. Ahinni versus mule, training and care. A final difference between a Ahinni versus mule is their training and care levels. Both of these hoofed hybrids have a similarly long lifespan of 30 to 40 years, and both require specific training that isn't the same training for horses or donkeys. However, given the environment in which Ahinnis and mules are raised as babies, Ahinnis tend to be easier to train than mules. This is because a baby Ahinni is raised among donkeys, while a baby mule is raised among horses. This could have something to do with a mule's independent streak, while Ahinnis remain more docile and approachable overall.